صلى الله عليه وسلم. Make Allah increase the honor and raise the rank of our master.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The coolness of our eyes. Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in a hadith that can be found in Abu Dawood Sharif, volume 1, page number 221, whereby Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the best among your days is Friday. Therefore recite Durood Sharif upon me in abundance. As your Durood is presented before me on this day. The Sahaba Ikram inquired from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they said, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how shall our recitation of Durood Sharif be presented to you after your physical demise? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and said, indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal has made it haram upon the earth to change the bodies of the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal. This hadith also establishes the fact that all the bodies of the Anbiya alayhim as-salam cannot be consumed by the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it haram upon the earth to consume the bodies, to bring any change in the bodies of the Anbiya of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now imagine, this is the status of every Nabi, every Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now imagine what will be the status of the seal of prophethood. What will be the status of the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal? The best of all Anbiya alayhim as-salam, the best of creation, Sigrina wa Mawlana Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now if all the bodies of the Anbiya of Allah Azza wa Jal, the earth cannot consume them, then indeed the earth cannot consume the body of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore it is the belief and aqidah of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alive, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can hear our durood by the power of that Allah Azza wa Jal bestowed upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu al Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, we are discussing the mu'jizas, the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But before commencing today's silsila, let us first make some good intentions. As in a summary of a hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that the intention of a believer better than his action. Therefore, let us make some good intentions. Let us make the intention that inshallah azza wa jal, I will sit and listen to the silsila for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal. And whatever is being taught, I will do my level best to practice upon it and to teach it to the others as well. And whenever the name of Allah Azza wa Jal is been mentioned, I will reply by saying Azza wa Jal. And whenever the name of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is been mentioned, I will reply by saying Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu al Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, there is a beautiful narration that is stated in a book that is called Naseem al-Riyad, whereby it is stated that Adim bin Tahir had plus minus 14 strands of hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning Hazrat Adim bin Tahir had the honor of being among those who had the blessed Bal Mubarak of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal also grant us the opportunity to be among those who have this blessed hair of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Bal Mubarak of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For those that have, those that are chosen, those that have this beautiful ni'mah of having the blessed hair of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their houses and homes are only filled with barakah. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid in the battle of Badr, in the midst of war, when his Amama Sharif fell onto the ground, he went out searching for his Amama Sharif. Why and why? Because in his blessed Amama Sharif was the Bal Mubarak of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because Hazrat Khalid bin Walid knew that he was victorious, all the wars, all the battles that he was able to win, it was all due to the blessed hair of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So may Allah azza wa jal make us among those that are able to have this possession. May Allah azza wa jal make us among those that are able to at least have one Bal Mubarak of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hazrat Adim bin Tahir had the honor of having 14 strands of the blessed Bal Mubarak of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Adim bin Tahir presented this to the governor of Halb as a gift, who in return showered him with respect and granted him a lot of gifts. When Adim bin Tahir went to visit the king, when he went to visit this governor for the second time, the governor was rather very angry. And when the governor spoke to Hazrat Adim bin Tahir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he showed and displayed extreme anger. And Hazrat Adim bin Tahir al-Alawi was rather amazed and surprised. Why and why? Because in the previous year, in his last visit, when he came to visit the governor, he gave the governor the Bal Mubarak of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in return, the governor gave him a lot of respect. The governor gave him a lot of gifts. Therefore, when they separated on a note of happiness. Imagine if you are to separate with your friend. And when you separate with your friend, you'll separate in moments of happiness. You'll separate, you'll share gifts with each other. And in the following year, when you come to visit the same friend, you find that the friend's face has changed. You find that the friendship is gone. You find that the tone in the voice of your friend changes. You will be amazed and surprised. You'll want to know as to what had transpired. So Hazrat Adam bin Tahir was also amazed and surprised, because in the previous year, when he separated with the governor, it was a separation of happiness. It was a separation of exchange of gifts. He gave the governor Bal Mubarak of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in return, the governor gave him gifts. The governor honored him. The governor respected him. And now when he returns, he finds the complete opposite. And he inquired from the governor as to what had transpired. The governor says that people told me that the hair, the blessed hair of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you gave to me was not the real hair. So the governor was angry. Hazrat Adam bin Tahir wanted to prove himself. He said, "Oh governor, bring the hair that I gave to you. Bring the hair that I gifted to you. Bring that blessed Bal Mubarak of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I gave to you." The Bal Mubarak was presented in the court of Adam bin Tahir. And Hazrat Adam bin Tahir took fire and he placed the hair on top of the fire. And the fire was not able to burn the hair. Because if it is normal, ordinary hair, if it is my hair and your hair, if we place it on top of the fire will immediately start to consume the hair. But the hair of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because our Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is indeed extraordinary. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best of creation. The reality of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is only understood and known by Allah azza wa jal. For there is no person that has ever walked on earth that comes any closer to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the best of creation. A shair puts it lovely and he says, "Khalq say awliya, awliya say rusul, or rasulo say ala hamara nabi." A shair puts it lovely and he says that out of all creation, the best of creation, out of all the anbiya alayhim as-salam, the best is indeed our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Hazrat Adam bin Tahir wanted to prove himself to the governor. He says that I know that the blessed hair of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is not ordinary hair. Fire can never consume the hair of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Therefore, I am going to burn this hair. And if this hair burns, then it is not the hair of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If the fire does not consume this hair, then this is indeed dalil. This is proof that this is extraordinary hair. And extraordinary hair is indeed only the blessed Bal Mubarak of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the governor presented the fire, and the Bal Mubarak, this hair, was put on top of the fire. And the fire was not able to consume this hair. The fire was not able to burn this hair. So this was dalil and proof that this was indeed the blessed Bal Mubarak of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is also a beautiful narration. All the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are rather beautiful, whereby it is stated that the tablecloth of Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it is also known for not being able to burn in fire, because the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to wipe his hands and feet with it. Subhanallah. Meaning the tablecloth, the dastarkhan of Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when it was placed on the fire, it was never able to be consumed by fire. And reason being that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to wipe his hands on this dastarkhan. The Prophet ﷺ used to wipe his hands on this cloth that Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to lay down at the time of eating. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, even that which touches the blessed body of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even fire is unable to consume it. This is the shan, this is the status of my blessed Nabi and our blessed Nabi, Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallul al Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Imam of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the guide of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Imam Ahmad Radha Khan, has stated beautifully that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from head to toe, is glory of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he says he is such that no human is equal to him. The Quran classifies him as Iman, and Iman states that he is the ruh of our existence. Subhanallah. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, when we listen to this type of mu'jizas, this type of miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they should only increase us in love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They should only increase our iman. They should bring us closer to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, in the modern times that we live in, if you want to bring yourself closer to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for the time and era that we live in, we live in the times of corruption, we live in times of fitna, and this, in this era and age that we live in, this is the time where one has to protect his iman. This is the time whereby one has to protect his aqidah. And a person is not able to protect himself individually, but rather collectively. And if you want to protect your iman collectively, then the best way of doing that is by you associating yourself with the lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if you want to associate yourself with the lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then join the beautiful mahal, join the beautiful environment of Dawat-e-Islami. For in this environment of Dawat-e-Islami, this type of incidents, the mu'jizas, the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are mentioned. In this beautiful environment of Dawat-e-Islami, this organization that is led by a living Wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, this beautiful environment, this beautiful environment that is guided, each and every step is guided by ulama ikram, each and every step is guided by muftis of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, each and every step is guided by a living wali of Allah Azza wa Jal. And in each and every bayan, in each and every speech, the main guideline of the talks is always increasing of love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whereby the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are always discussed. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, the beautiful movement of Dawat-e-Islami is only and only promoting the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The leader of Dawat-e-Islami day and night is promoting the beautiful sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, preaching the importance of following the Quran in Majid, preaching the importance of following the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, preaching the importance of loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, wherever you may be around the world, sitting today and watching this silsila, find out from the local Islamic brothers as to where can you find this beautiful movement of Dawat Islami and associate yourself with Dawat Islami. Associate yourself, those who have associated themselves with this beautiful environment, alhamdulillah, those that were sinners have turned into being walis of Allah Azza wa Jal. The youth that used to shave their beard by associating themselves with the beautiful mahal of Dawat Islami, today they are muballighs. Today they are people that are preaching the message of Allah Azza wa Jal. So dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, it goes back to my topic, it goes back to my subject, that in when we listen to the mu'jizas of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they should bring us closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. They should bring us closer to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And by you coming closer to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the quickest way of doing so is associating yourself with the mahal and environment of Dawat Islami. Because in this mahal you learn the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, we can discuss the mu'jizas of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we can never do justice to this subject. For every step of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a mu'jiza. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made ishara to the moon was split into two halves. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam pointed towards trees, trees came walking to him. Camels spoke to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ye mu'jiza mere nabi ka keh diya to ho gaya. This is a mu'jiza. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam pointed towards the moon split into half. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, animals brought their complaints to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Stones recited the kalima. Stones testified to the prophethood of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Animals brought their complaints to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those that were injured in the battlefield, when they came, at times the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took his blessed saliva and placed on their injuries, and their wounds and injuries were relieved. When Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq in the cave, when a snake bit him, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took his blessed saliva and placed it on the injury of Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, and he recovered from his injury. This is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every step of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was indeed a mu'jiza. Therefore, the subject of mu'jiza of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, volumes and volumes can be written, but we can never do justice to the subject of mu'jiza of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For indeed, our Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every step of his life was indeed a mu'jiza. Every movement of his life was indeed a mu'jiza. When there was no water to drink, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed his blessed hand in a water well, and water gushed out from the blessed fingers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and 1,500 Sahaba ikram drank from that water. Not only did they drink, but they made wudu from that water. They had ghusl from that water, and some of them even stored that water in the bags that were in their possessions. Subhanallah. This is the shan and status and maqam of our blessed Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah increase